under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, October the 20th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Interactive show. We'll get your comments into it as soon as you text me regarding the topic at hand. Greatly appreciate. No videos, no links. Simple Radio, loud and clear. Officer Rick celebrating his last full day on the Aruba Island. 88 degrees, sunny, blue skies. He's coming home. So have safe travels, brother, and appreciate everything you do for us, getting our word out about the show. I have other people contacted me last night, actually on our way over to the Presque County Republican Party meeting. Lighthouse Restaurant there in Roger City. Well attended. Great meeting. Chairman Britsky, safe travels on your trip. Him and Janet taking off for a little break and heading down to Florida. So have a safe trip, safe return. Greatly appreciate you. Monica, Sherry, Jeremy, unbelievable meeting. Lots of information. Appreciate Tim Tarjeff and Rick Selva, the chair of Sheboygan County Republican Party and Vice Chair. They made it as well. Great meeting. Randy and Gina reporting in from Fenton, loud and clear on the TuneIn app. Yes, all systems are go. Thank you, God. Engineering, everything is working. Working on rebuilding the website. Still waiting to get the podcast back up and running and a new format for yourdefendingfathers.com. So we're excited. We've got a lot of things happening. Lots of information for you today. We're going to have a history lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour from 10 to 11. And then we're going to have a follow-up on some of the things happening in Lansing, pursuant to our conversation with State Representative Josh Shriver yesterday. A lot of people responding to what's going on down there. And them, the Democrats in control of the House, the Senate, the governorship, of course, going to get all of their bills, the final remaining items on their bucket list, priorities to Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks from Grand Rapids, and, of course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This thing will be shut down probably, I've been told, the first week of November. They will be done for the year. And that's going to trigger the clock to start ticking. And 90 days later, all these bills that have been blocked from immediate effect will go into effect. First week or so in February. So we're monitoring that, looking at some of the legislative bills that they are pushing, trying to ram through committee. In the third hour, we're going to be talking about the Senate and what they did yesterday afternoon regarding reproductive health. The full final implementation of Proposal 3. All of them except for one. We're going to tell you about that one and why they didn't push it, why they didn't even bring it up for a floor vote. So lots of good information today. Going to be a little laid back. We're not going to be, you know, in your face today. No call to actions, but lots of information. Looking forward to your text messages. Dennis Schultz, the inventor of WellConnect, coming on and going to be talking about civics and what you need to do. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Dennis Schultz. Of course, all of you know that he was the inventor of the WellConnect unit in Alpena. He's also very much engaged in politics and civics and his community and being involved. Great patriot. Welcome on into the show, Mr. Dennis Schultz.
Good morning, friend.
Wanted to have you on today because civics, community involvement, people need to be educated and learn things that maybe they were taught in school many, many years ago and forgotten, or maybe they were never taught this at all. But there's so many things that you believe that people should stand up, get involved, get educated, be involved in the community. And one of those, of course, is tactical civics. Larry Hall, Rick Sulva, many patriots around the listening area have been involved in learning about this, and you have been involved in it as well.
Yeah, they introduced me to it just a few months ago, so obviously I'm early in the learning curve. But I think the strength of the concept, Randy, is the simplicity of it. And more importantly than that, it's citizen-driven at the county level. I don't think we can overemphasize this. Across America, we are complaining and obviously concerned, Michigan, even locally, about the kind of out-of-control government that we're living under. I had turned 80 years old last Saturday, and the good Lord has blessed me these whole 80 years and my family and our businesses. And today, if we had to start today, I dare say I don't think we could do it. I think we would be hard-pressed to build a business and create jobs for folks in this environment. But so instead of complaining about it, I think what Larry Hull and Rick Sulva have introduced us to in tactical civics is a very elementary, straightforward, rather complex in the sense that you just noted, Randy, we lost sight of our civics. But the Constitution enumerates 17 tasks to the federal government. And goodness knows, with the battle in Washington today over the Speaker Jordan's potential position, we've lost 17 things so many decades ago. So this is a way to begin a process, and that's all I know at this point. No, I read 5 books. I signed up, $5 a month, and you can get access to everything.
Sure.
And it's just a great beginning. And now the other thing interesting, Randy, if I can rant along a little longer, is this is national. California to New York, I think Larry said we have 500 counties already beginning the process.
Mm-hmm.
No real action will occur until a critical mass across America is in place. And then we'll begin the simple process of acknowledging violations to the Constitution, investigating them, and prosecuting them. Locally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know,
power.
Well, you mentioned that process just now, but what I like about it also is it's a training and education, but it creates a local, if you will, army of folks within every county. And there's
literally
so many things that they can take up and be part of in the process until they get to critical mass, until they get the numbers that they absolutely want. In the meantime, you know, I know we were at a Republican meeting last night for the Presque Isle County Republicans there in Rogers City. And Vicky and I said, well, you know, the thing of it is, Dennis, that's so crazy. They've got more money in the bank than they've ever had. They're coming up with a big event in Posen Event Center on May 11th, their Reagan Day dinner. We're brainstorming about getting some guests to come and speak, and they're talking about 500 people. And, you know, it's happening in Alpena. It's happening in Sheboygan. This is how the grassroots can get engaged and learn about something.
Yeah, and you said the exact right description, training. I went to high school, obviously, a couple decades ago. We actually had a civics class.
Right.
And I don't know if my grandkids have even been introduced to that. I honestly don't know. And I'm late in the game, though. You mentioned on the introduction, I was beginning in politics. I've never been in politics. I rebuffed it. It's disgusting to me, just generally, because I'm busy working. I'm an engineer.
Sure.
It's got to be practical. Get it done. No week-long meetings. And so it's my fault, though. As I said to my grandson, when he asked me what happened, Grandpa, I said, I've been busy working, and I didn't pay attention.
Right.
I want to mention one other book. I'm in the middle of reading 1775 by Kevin Phillips right now, and it's a pretty detailed analysis of what happened before the Declaration of Independence and the genesis of that. And it impresses me with the parallels to today. And also the strength we have today compared to those 13 colonies that were in literal disarray. You know, when they mentioned the chaos in Congress, it's nothing compared to the chaos that occurred in 1775 and before.
Sure.
And so after that was another 8 or 9 years of war before we actually were a country. So we don't want to see that long duration, but it may take us that long. And tactical civics, though, back to the primary subject, is an educational process. And once you have it, we had a presentation at Alpena, Rick and Larry made, and naturally a good attorney in the room started quizzing about how we couldn't do this because of this and that and this. And he was right on. But what he went past was the basics. And he and I will obviously meet hopefully in the next few weeks and months and discuss this at length, because the questions and the criticism is appropriate. We are so far from understanding this simple document that I'm holding in my hand right now.
Yep.
That enumerates these 17 things. And primary among them are our borders. You don't need to be a wizard to realize we violated the very first thing on the list.
I mean, right.
Just discuss that. Heartbreaking, really heartbreaking.
Well, and you mentioned, of course, referring to Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, which enumerates the list of what they can do.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, the attorney, in his critiquing or challenging the concept, he's actually right based on how the courts have evolved.
They've drifted.
They've overreached Congress.
Yep.
All the things they've done. So yeah, it's a good debate. But like you say, you got to get back to the basics. And one of the things. One of the things that we have put together. I'm in the process of getting certified as an instructor. I'm taking online training for 4 Saturdays.
Thank you.
And
It's
time that people understand Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan Constitution, not just the U.S. And we're going to be doing that in Gaylord on Saturday, December 2nd. And people can text me event, and I'll send you the link to get registered to get to the class. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 12:30 on Saturday, December 2nd. But, Dennis, in talking with you about it, you said U.S. Constitution Boot Camp. We did that on October 7th.
Yeah.
While we were in the class, Hamas attacked Israel. And it was just the timing of it was unbelievable. But the point is this. If citizens understand the U.S. Constitution, they understand the Michigan Constitution, they understand that public meetings must be ran with Robert's Rules of Order, and they know how to call out their elected officials and how to engage at these meetings. It's another way, like you're saying, the army at the grassroots level, at the county level, Dennis, can actually start taking back their government.
And in a civil way. I mean, you talk about
absolutely,
you know, demonstrations in Washington, D.C. right now. But civilly, we can approach all these subjects by following just like simple guidelines. And when you throw those guidelines out and just start screaming and hollering, which, by the way, we're all inclined to do out of frustration. I don't question the motivation. How long can you watch this happen without screaming to high heaven? So, but the civility of the process, and I really thank you for teaching that class. I'll be there with bells on Saturday the 2nd, and we're going to take another step. And by the way, I have a copy of the Michigan Constitution, but goodness knows it's probably not as straightforward as the federal. So I'll have to do a little learning for sure.
Right. Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I think that the people need to understand is it's not their fault. Just like you said, and by the way, happy belated 80th birthday. I would never have thought you were 80 years old. That's amazing. But the point of the matter is, Dennis, you said it. You nailed it. Vicky and I, we had a couple of businesses growing up, raising our family, putting them through school, you know, getting them ready to get married, go to college. We were living our lives, and we were actually trusting our elected officials that we elected to go to Lansing, to go to Washington, and to do the right thing. And it's just amazing how badly they've just gone along to get along and continue this process that we need to, you know, step up and start challenging them on.
Yes. You know, we thought they were us. Not that we're perfect, but we have a motivation to work hard, support families. We're basically religious people. I mean, the country was founded that. We're not whether it have to be Christian or Jewish or, frankly, Muslim for that reason. But if you are a Muslim faith, you have to acknowledge that, like in the Bible, an eye for an eye is there, and we have learned to be civil about that and deal with it properly. And the scary part is when we don't agree to agree in a broad way. So you're right, but we worked hard. We've done well. We're thankful. We have a wonderful palette of world to work in. I mean, and we had challenges. I mean, when I started a business, I was threatened by the state of Michigan because I was doing it wrong. And I said, wait a minute, send me the rule book. You know, I mean,
sure,
you think you're reasonable, but you can't know all these. We have our primary work has been in construction. And I always said to the men when they left, today you will violate some law you don't know about. OSHA is just splattered with good things and minor little issues they'll get you on, like a plug or something. So just be prepared. Do the best you can. We'll work together on this, and we always have. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, back to the practical civics. So, it is. I went through 5 books so far, and I'm just scratching the surface. Even though, as I said, the concept is simple, the implementation is going to be tough. It'll be tough, and over time, doable.
Yeah. Well, like you say, you got to learn at the beginning, and at least be aware so that these elected officials know that this activity is going underway. People are going through this training. People are going to come on Saturday, December 2nd, learn so much more. But more importantly, next year, Dennis, get involved, run for school board, run for county commissioner, run for something, and hopefully we can improve our communities and get back toward what our founding fathers felt was so critical, what they fought for, what they gave so much for. I'll give you the last word.
Well, on that point, we have 2 school board, or maybe 3 opening this year. We got a couple of city council members. We got, I think, 3 commissioners. So we're looking for candidates in Alpena. I can't worry about Sheboygan, but we are working in Alpena. So anyone interested, contact the local folks at the county party, and we'll help make it happen.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for doing this today, Randy, and I will see you next time on the 2nd.
All right, sir. God bless you, Dennis. Happy birthday.
Back to you, and thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. You have a great weekend. Greatly appreciate Dennis Schultz. Great patriot there in Alpena County. Again, reach out to the Alpena County Republican Party. They are going to be looking for candidates, and he will help. Others will help. We are going to continue this effort everywhere. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number 1. We'll be right back.